Begin the current daf, Masechtas Makis, daf Yud Daled. Begin 4 lines down on the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues with the Braisa mentioned in the previous daf. The Gemara had asked, who's the town of our Mishnah, which opened up Elohein Aloikin, these are those who get lashes, which was mentioned those who are in the category of Chiva Krisis, but did not mention those from Chiva Mrs. Bezdin. So the Gemara, that's Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel said that even Chiva Mrs. Bezdin will get lashes, which were different interpretations in the Gemara. Even when they get Misa, do they get lashes? Or when they don't get Misa, then and they get warned for lashes, then they'll get lashes? Rabbi Kiva held no, only Chiva Kiresis will get lashes. Then there was a third opinion mentioned. Rabbi Yitzchak, as our Gemara quotes in the Braisa, he says, Chiva Kiresis b'chlal hayu. There was a general category that those that there are forbidden arayis relationships, that they're all going to get a punishment of Karas. So Balaam Yatzis Karas b'chlal hayu. Why did it single out that if one cohabits with his sister, that is going to get karas if she's already in the category of all the other arayos? Rather, says Rabbi Yitzchak, l'dayne b'karas v'l'reb b'malkas, to tell you that those who are liable for karas only get karas and don't get lashes. So he needs a third opinion. He says that actually even chiva krisis will not get lashes. Now, on that opinion, the Gemara asks Rabbanon, the other rabbis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who disagree. And they say that no, even Chiva Krisis, both of them hold, will get lashes. So Karas B'Chayse Lamali, what do they do with his question? Why does it single out that by cohabiting with one sister this Karas, if it was already in the general category of Ola Rais getting Karas? Rabbi Yitzchak said is to repeat it to say no, that they only get Karas and not lashes. According to they who say that there is lashes but Karas, why does it repeat and single out Achayse V'Karas? Says the Gemara, it's L'Chalik. It's coming to separate and say that yeah, because all the arayos were included in one pasuk of saying this karas, I would have thought to say, if one violates all the forbidden relationships in one lapse of awareness, that it would only be liable for one chiv of karas. That's why the Torah singles out and mentions distinctly that this karas by one sister to differentiate and to divide and to say that karas by achayse was in the general category, and it's what's called v'yotze min hakal, which is one of the yidgal midrash atarin yudeshe behen. It's one of the 13 hermeneutic principles that it was removed from that category, which is lamed al atzma. It's coming to teach regarding itself that it's going to have its own liability if one does it, even with all the other forbidden arayos. But as the klal comes to teach, loy lamed al atzma yotze, it's not only teaching regarding itself, el lamed al kol kul yotze, is teaching regarding the whole category of those which have a chiv of karas, to teach you. Just like Achayse is distinct, that it's an erva and there's a separate liability of karas for it itself, even if it's done with all the other arayas, so to every single erva there's a distinct separate liability for that erva itself. As the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yechon taught, Rabbi Yechon, he said, Shem asin kulam b'helam echad, if someone goes and cohabits with all the other arayos in one lapse of awareness, chayim v'kol achas v'achas, he's liable for each one distinctly a separate chiv of karas. And where do we know that from? We know that from Achayse, who is distinctly separated, to say that just like there it's an erva and it has its own chiv of karas, so too every erva has its own chiv of karas. So the Gemara goes back. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that he really uses that limud of separating achayse v'karas to teach something else, which is to teach that by karas is only karas and not lashes. So where does he know this principle that each erva has its own chiva krisis and it's not lumped into one big karas for all that arayos? Says the Gemara, Nafkele, he learns it out from a pasuk in Biyikra. Says mevel isha, he learns it from vel isha benidas tumasa. Says there in the pasuk that. And regarding a woman in her state of menstruating, in her state of impurity, that there's a prohibition of nida, and she's going to get a chiv of karas. Now, that word isha, it could have just written that lenida leisikarv, that one should not come close to a nida. Why is it called her isha benidas tumasa? It's lechayev called isha v'isha is to say there's a separate liability for every single woman separately, that each erva gets its own chiv of karas. So the Gemara goes back. Rabbanon, so Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, so namik taybik lemeha. So they should also know that there's a separate karas for each erva distinctly from the extra word isha. Why would they need to know it from the chiva krisis by achayse? So the Gemara says in the chanami, you're right. That's where they know lechalik from the word isha by nidis tumasa. So then the question comes back, ve'ele karas achayse lamali. So what do they need the distinct mentioning of karas by one sister? That's l'chayvay al-achayse, that's to create a liability if he cohabits with his sister. V'al-achayse of and his father's sister. V'al-achayse and his mother's sister. If he cohabits with all three of them in one lapse of awareness, it's telling us that he's going to get three different chiva krisis for each one. So the Gemara's pshita, obviously. Hare gufa mechalokin, they're different bodies, these are three different women. And hare shemes mechalokin, they're also three different Isurim, because the Torah gives a distinct warning for each one of those arayis separately, sister, mother, sister, father, sister, and it's like all other arayis, which we just mentioned. We know from the word Isha that each ever gets its own chiyuv karas. What's the chiddush in saying that by having the lapse of awareness, one sister and one's mother, sister, and one's father, sister? Rather, now the Gemara says, the pasuk is teaching us by the separate karas of achaysai, l'chayvay alachaysai, it's one woman. It's to create a liability if it's his sister, she'achays aviv, which is also his father's sister, she'achays imu, which is also his mother's sister, which the Gemara says, v'hech meshkachas, how could you have that his sister, the same woman, is his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister, is b'rishia b'rishia, is by a wicked person, the son of a wicked person. How so? A man cohabits with his mother, and he fathers from his mother two daughters. Then he goes and cohabits with one of those daughters, and from that daughter he has a son. Now that son, who's a wicked, the son of a wicked person, he goes and cohabits with his mother's sister, which is also his sister, and is also his father's sister. That, says the Gemara, is what Rabbi Shimon and Bekiva learn now from the distinct chiv of Karas Ba'achais, to come to teach an added chiddush to say that if she's not just his sister, but also his mother's sister and his father's sister, he's even liable on a separate chiv of Karas, even though it's one woman, for each one of those Yisurim separately. Now the Gemara asks, so going back, Rabbi Yitzchak Kamanoli, where does he know that if a man cohabits with a woman that's his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister, that he's going to get a separate chiv of Karas for each one of those Yisurim? He doesn't know it from Karas Ba'achaisi, because that he uses again, as we said, to teach that Ba'chiva Krisis is no Malkus. Says the Gemara, Nafkli Mekabel Chaimer. He knows that she's going to get all those three, he's going to get all those three Yisurim from this one woman from a Kabel Chaimer. Because the Tanya, which actually, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Krisis. Amr Bekiva. Bekiva said, Sha'alti Yisra Bingham Lil Rebbe Shua. He says, I asked Rebbe Lil Rebbe Shua, Be'itlis Shal Imum, which is in the marketplace where they sell meat by weight in this place of Imum. They were going to buy an animal to the festive party for the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And I asked him the following question. If someone cohabits with his sister, his sister that he's having relations with is also his father's sister and it's his mother's sister. So he asked him, what's the halacha? Is it Eina Chayv al Kulan El Achas? Is he going to be liable for all of them only one? Because ultimately it's just one woman. Or is he going to be liable for each one of those Yisroelim separately? For having relations with this woman one time, he's going to be violating and getting punished for three different Yisroelim. So Amalai, so Meshua said to him, Zuloi Shemana, we didn't hear this exact halacha question that you're asking us. Ava Shemana, but we did hear the following halacha that could reflect on your question. Habal Chamesh Nashim Nidus Behelim Echad. If someone cohabited with five different women who were menstruating in one lapse of awareness, Shechayv al Kolachas Va'achas, that he's going to be liable for the Isser Erev of Nida distinctly for each one. He's going to be chayv for five different liabilities. So they told him, Menirim Devar Mekavu Chaymer. So therefore, that should answer your question based on Kavu Chaymer. Because a man Nida Shi Shem Echad, because if the Isser Nida is one Isser, yet Chayv al Kolachas Va'achas, the halacha that we have in tradition is, he's going to be liable for each one of those Isser Nida. So conscious, Shleisha Shem is here, this woman that he's having relations with, that there's three different Isurim over there. It's his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister, with each one of those are different arayas. Like Kalshaken, isn't it a Kavu Chaimer? That's for sure there's going to be a liability for each one. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak knows it from a Kavu Chaimer. It doesn't need to have a pasuk, as Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are learning it out from. But which the Gemara says, but V'idach, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel would tell you that no, Kavu Chaimer Prichihu. That can't be the source for this halacha. No, we need the pasuk that we brought, because that's a flawed Kavu Chaimer. Because Mala Nida, because how could you learn from that case of that tradition that they had from the five women that were Nidas that he had relations with in one lapse of awareness? Shekin Gufin Mechulakin. Those are separate bodies. Five different women. Yet each woman is a separate Issa Ervav Nida, so that's with Michai for each one distinctly. But how could you compare it to this woman who's one woman, even though three different names? Maybe there he would not be having each one of those, and therefore you need a source as they brought. Which the Gemara says, going back, you're right, Elidach Nami, so then according to Yitzchak also, Havadei Kavachamer Prichu, it's definitely a flawed Kavachamer, how would he know this halacha of Achaisi, that's Achais Av, and Achais Imoi, that there is going to be a chiyuv for each one distinctly? El rather, says the Gemara, Nafkele me'achaisi the Sefer. He learns it out from the superfluous word Achaisi, by the end of that pasuk in Bayuk Chaf, which talks about the Isser of the Erva of one sister. It says, Ervas Achaisi Gili, he has revealed the nakedness of his sister, which that's superfluous. The pasuk already spoke about the Isser of Achaisi. That comes to teach that not only if she's his sister, but if she's also his mother's sister and his father's sister, he's Mechayv on each one separately. which the Gemara goes back. V'idach, says Rabbi Kibin Bishmol, achayisid to sefer lamali. What do they do that extra word achayisid at the end of the pasuk? They already know that halacha from that other source that we brought regarding the halacha of achayisid when it mentions it separately for karis. That comes to teach us this halacha of being chayiv for achayisid. That's also achayis of and achayis imay. So says the Gemara, they need it for a different chiddush. It's to create a liability for having relations with one sister that's bas aviv ubas imay. That she's not only the daughter of his father, they're not only paternal sisters, and it's also that she's his mother's daughter. Like a regular intact family, where generally the sister is both his father's and his mother's daughter. Which, what the pasuk is coming to teach us is she'ein einshin min hadin, because we don't punish based on logic on the kavo chaymer. Because the Torah says there's a punishment for cohabiting with the if he shares the same mother with this daughter that doesn't share the same father. And also if she's bas aviv, that's not bas imay. Like the pasuk says, if a man cohabits with bas aviv, if she's the daughter of his father, oy bas imay, or the daughter of his mother, now you could say that it's a kal shekein. If you're getting punished for either or, for sure, if she's your sister, both from your father and your mother, but if you would be saying that, then you'd be doing what's called einish min hadin. You'd be giving a punishment for cohabiting with a sister based on a kavo chaymer. That's why a chaysay at the sefer is necessary to teach that we don't give a punishment based on a kavo chaymer. Because the Torah only mentions either or. How would I know both? That you know from the extra word of a chaysay by the sefer according to Rishma and Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara goes back. So the Idach, so according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that he already uses Achayis as a sefer to teach this halacha when this sister is both Achayisai, Achayis Av, and Achayis Imai. So how does he know that he's going to be liable for his sister that's both Bas Av and Bas Imai? Says the Gemara, Ibai Sim, if you want, you could say Gomer Einish Mazhara. He learns out the punishment of cohabiting with the sister from the prohibition that the Torah says regarding cohabiting with his sister. Because regarding the Azhara, the Torah says an extra word, Achayscha, where that's coming to warn regarding cohabiting with his sister that's Bas Aviv and Bas Imay. Because the Pasuk says, Ervas Bas Isha Zavicha Meled Zavicha Achayscha. It says, the nakedness of the daughter of the wife of your father, who is born in your father's household, she's your sister. Now, just like by the Azhara, it doesn't differentiate between his sister that's only his father's daughter, that's not his mother's daughter. Or his mother's daughter that's not his father's daughter, or for his sister that's also his father's daughter and his mother's daughter. So therefore we learn out, so to regard the punishment, that the punishment for his sister that's the daughter of his father and his mother is going to be the same as his sister that's his father's daughter that's not his mother's daughter, and his mother's daughter that's not his father's daughter, because we learn out the Einish from the Azhar, and just like by Azhar we know applies to all of them, so too by the Einish. Or if you want, you could say that where does Rabbi Yitzchok know this halacha of getting a punishment of karis for his sister that if he cohabits with her, that's also his father's daughter and his mother's daughter? Nafkile, he learns it out as the Gemara continues on base ma'achaysay dereisha from the word achaysay in the beginning of the pasuk, because the pasuk could have said kiikach is bas aviv oy bas imay, if a man takes to marry his father's daughter or his mother's daughter. Now we know that's the sister. Why mention the sister? That's the extra word to teach this halacha that it's his sister from both his father and his mother. Again, even though it's a kavo chaymer, we don't not einshin min hadin. That's where Rabbi Yitzchok we know it from. Which the Gemara goes back and says ve'idach. And so Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, what do they do with that extra achaysa from the reisha if they really know that from the other sources? Says the Gemara, humi boyle, that they need for a different teaching. To differentiate and separate regarding the chiv karis of someone that compounds the mixtures of the shemen mishch and the one who anoints it, because those are two negative prohibitions that share the same chiv karis in the Torah. So therefore, we had to separate between them regarding their chiv chatas. Just like everyone agrees, as we've been explaining up until now, we had to separate by arayis. Because although this pasuk of achaysay is an extra word, and it's in the context of an erva, specifically of achaysay, but there's a Talmudic principle that says, im ina in lekan, if the pasuk is not teaching us anything regarding here, because as we said, according to Bishamon Kibbe, they already learned everything out, teneyu inyan la'acher, teach us something else, which is regarding mefatim and sach, regarding the shemna mishcha, where although they share the same chiv karas, the pasuk, the extra word achaysay is teaching regarding there, that we're separating them and saying, just like by erva, that they had one chiv karas, but we're separating them, here also, although they share the same chiv karas, since they said balav, when we separate them, and they have each one, if one does both, it's going to be chayiv, a separate chiv chatas for each one of them. which the Gemara goes back and says, V'idach, according to Yitzchak, so where does he know that, to be separating by the Karas of Mefatim and Tzach, that they have separate Chivachatas? Savak Rebelaza, Amr Rehoisha, he holds like Rebelaza, Nim Rehoisha, the Amr Rebelaza, Amr Rehoisha, he says, Kol Mokim Shadamaiti Shnei Labim Karas Echad, wherever you find something, that there's two negative prohibitions, but the Torah mentions them in one Chivachatas, Chaluk and Hele Karban, we know that they have a separate liability for karbanas, which that's the case regarding mefatim compounding this mixture of the shemen ha-meshcha and anointing it, which the Gemara says in Masechtas Krisis and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that they're mentioned as two separate negative prohibitions in the Torah. It says al basar adam le-yisach. It says don't anoint this on the flesh of a person, and it also says umaskunta le-tasu kamayan, don't make the same type of mixture, but it mentions it in one chiv chorus because it says ish asher yirkach kamoyu basher yitin mimenu b'gaymer. It says anyone that will do either making that mixture or anointing it, it says he'll get karas. So mentioned in one chiv karas. So therefore, that we separate them into separate chiv karbanos chatas is because, says Rav Hoshea, that's always like it. Whenever the negative prohibitions are separate, they have separate chiv karban of chatas. Now, once it's, so Rashi explains, now that the Gemara is explaining Reb Yitzchak's opinion like that of Rav Hoshea, so therefore, if every time the separate negative prohibitions, even though in Karas they're mentioned together as one, so therefore comes out Arayas, which are mentioned as separate Isurim, even though they're clumped together in one big general category of Karas, you don't need a source to teach a separation for Karban Neschatas for the liabilities. And therefore you don't have to make any more, as we said before on Amud Aleph, the Drasha that we had explained for Reb Yitzchok of Al Isha, which the extra word Isha is coming to say that each Erva has a separate Chiv, because we already know that from Rashi that anytime it's a separate lav, it's going to have a separate liability. So therefore, says Rashi, what we would have to interpret it now is that that's superfluous to teach regarding the when it mentions the chiv karis by achaisa, is going to come out as follows. When it mentions karis by achaisa, is to teach, as Rabbi Yitzchak had originally said, which was his disagreement that we open up with Rabbi Shimon B'Kiva, that chiv karis is only a karis and not malchus. When it mentions an extra word achaisai at the end of the pasuk, that's coming to teach a liability for achaisai, which is also achais aviv and achais imai. And when it mentions an extra word achaisai in the reisha, that's coming to teach a liability for his sister that's bas aviv and bas imai to say, as we said, einoi shemin adin. But regarding Elisha, that we don't have to make that drasha anymore because that was teaching that there's a separate liability, and that we're saying, he holds a kibbutz that you never have to have a teaching, not for mefatim and sach, and not for arayas, because anytime a separate lav, it automatically has a separate chiv karban. That's one approach. A v'ibay sim, or if you want, you could say that loy sabal akribalaz. It doesn't hold a kibbutz in the name of a kibbutz that anytime there's a separate lav, it gets a separate punishment. So then the question is, so then how does he know to separate by mefatim and sach, how does he know that they're going to have separate liabilities? So that says the Gemara, because v'nafkele, he learns out the division by arayas from mive'ish asher yishkev es isha dava. Now, it says over there that a woman, if a man will lay with a woman that's menstruating, that says that he's going to get karas. Now, that's extra, because we know all arayas get karas from the one pasuk that puts them all together. So it must be the pasuk is telling you that, yeah, you'll get a separate liability for each ever by itself. And it says it by Nida, and then you'll learn out, Yatsam Lakal Lama, Akolakul Kulu Yatsam. But then we come to the point where, but you don't need it to teach it regarding arayas. Because we already know it, according to the Sibay Seima, the first opinion held you don't need any pasuk. This opinion holds he doesn't like Rabbalaza, you need a source. But you know it from Vel Isha, which we said in Amman Aleph as Lakal Kul Isha, that each Isha gets, each ever gets its own separate liability of Karas. So must be teaching regarding other contexts, not for arayas, because arayas we already have, to other halachas like mefatim and tzach, where there's two negative prohibitions and one karas. That's where Bitzchak knows it from this pasuk from the Isha Yishkev is Isha Dava, mentioned as Sepachim Karas, to teach that anytime that they have one karas together, but they're two different lavin, then like mefatim and tzach, then they're going to have two separate chiyuvah karbanas for their separate chiyuvah liabilities that they have of karas. Which the Gemara goes back and says, V'idach, V'kivin Yerbishmol, what do they do with that pasuk? They don't need it to teach the separation because they really know it from the Achaisi Dereisha. Hahu Miboylik Rabbi Yechon, and they need this pasuk from the Isha Yishkev Isha Dava not to teach a separate Chiv Karas, because that we know from the whole general category and they already know the divisions from elsewhere. Rather, this pasuk is teaching a different halacha, that of Rabbi Yechon. Kadam Rabbi Yechon, Meshum Rabbi Shimon Yoichi, says, Minayin She'ein HaIsha Tamei, from where do we know that a woman does not become Tamei because of Nida? until her flow goes through the area of her nakedness, meaning through her lower region, that it comes through that place of the woman. Because it says in the pasuk, the isha sheyishka v'as isha dava, it says if a man will lay with a woman that's menstruating, the gila eser v'as of a woman, he reveals her nakedness, which is the place of cohabitation. Now, Melamed just teaches, however, from the proximity of the words in the pasuk, she'ein isha tamei, that a woman does not become tummy from nida, at sheyotze madva derech arvasa, until, that's what it says, dava v'gila eser v'asa, until the flow comes through the area of a nakedness, which includes, let's say, if there was a surgery, an operation, which was coming through her abdomen, if the nida blood was not coming through the place of the erva, but rather through somewhere else, then that's not going to give the woman a status, although it's from the blood of the lining of the uterus, which is not conceiving a child, which is what the dam nida is, and it comes through the stomach, that's not going to make her into a woman that's a nida. That's what they learn in the pasuk, and therefore that's how the Gemara concludes this discussion, how each one does with the different psukim of the other ones, starting from this whole discussion, because Rabbi Yitzchak had learned what is the extra course by Chayse teach, and then we said, what does the other one do? And then the Gemara goes till the end, discussing what each one does with the other's psukim. Going back to the halacha, the Mishnah, where again the Mishnah was describing different categories that will get malkas, will get lashes for violating that iser. So it spoke about a category of those which they get karis, and there was originally a category of karis of erva and malkas. Here it talks about that those that get karis and malkas, which is v'tameh shachlis akaydish. One of them is someone that's tameh who eats kachim, that there's a liability of karis, and he'll get lashes. So the Gemara asks, Bishlei mahabola mikdash tameh. There's another one mentioned over in the Mishnah, is someone comes into the base of mikdash in a state of ritual impurity, that there's a liability of karis and of that of lashes. So on that, the Gemara says, every prohibition has to have the azhara and the terror, the warning, and the einish mentioned that of the punishment. So regarding someone that comes into the mikdash in a state of impurity, ksiv einish, b'ksiv azhara, it says the punishment, it says the warning. Einish, the punishment, it says in the pasuk b'midbar, it says, as mishkan Hashem timi v'nechasa, the mishkan Hashem he has defiled, he gets karis. Asara, the warning, and as we said in the previous daf, that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, why Chiva Krisis can also get Malkis, is because you don't need to have Asara for Krisis. So you have the Einish, and then the Asara would be teaching you the Isra of the punishment of Malkis. Now, where's the Asara by coming to the base of Megiddo in a state of ritual impurity? It says in Bamidbar, V'lo yitam es machanim, they should not make their camp, which machnesh chinna, they should not make it ritually impure. That's the Asara of coming to the base of Megiddo in a state of impurity. Ella, but tamei shachal is kaidish, regarding the other item in this category, regarding which we started off with, the tamei that eats kachim items. So bishlem einish ksev, we understand that the term mentions the punishment, like it says in the Yikra, it says, v'nefesh ha-shatechel basim mibsar mizevach ha-shlam ha-shel Hashem. If someone's going to eat from the meat of the carbon shlam, which is for Hashem, v'tumasa yolav, and he has a state of impurity on him, but the nechra says he's going to get karas. El azhar minayin, but where do we see the Torah give a warning that someone should not eat kaidish in the state of impurity? As Rashi says, you can't learn it out from a pasuk of Yirka that says "Bakadishim lo yaichel," that he should not eat from kadshim in the state of impurity, because actually that pasuk is not to makadshim, although it uses that word, it's referring to truma, because the pasuk there says "ish ish mizera Aaron," every single person from the seed of Aaron, which is equating all the descendants of Aaron, which that is referring to truma, which is equal by men and women, because even women who married a foreigner who come back to the family, although she comes back and she continues eating her father's truma, but she does not come back to eating the chaza and sheik, different parts of the sacrificial karbanis, and therefore, the only thing that all the descendants eat is truma. So it's not toma kachim. So where do we know a source for azhara for eating kachim in a state of tuma? So this machlekes shlokesh, I mean, he says, it's a pasuk in the Yikra. Pasuk there is talking about a yeledis, a woman that gave birth. So it says that for 33 days, first there's certain days of tumah, then there's certain days of tara. But either way, the pasuk says until she finishes her 40 days. So b'chol kodesh leisiga. So anything that's holy, she shouldn't touch, and she shouldn't come into the base of mikdash until she finishes those days of purity. Now the Gemara later on is going to explain, although the words in the pasuk is b'chol kodesh leisiga, she's not supposed to touch anything that's holy. The Gemara is going to explain that it's a warning for not consuming that of kodesh. That's how Rish Lakish knows the iser, because this woman, this yeled, is considered tumah. So we see a source that a person that's tummy is not allowed to eat something of kachim. Rabbi Yechonam, he gives a different interpretation. It says, Tani Bardla, which is the name of a sage, taught that Asya Tumasi Tumasi. We know from Xerish Shav from the word Tumasi. Ksiv Hach, it says over here by someone that's tummy that eats kaidish. But Tumasi Olav, that his impurities on him, which is by the Einish. And we said, Benichas, he's going to get karas. Now, Ksib Hasam says that within the pasuk in Bamidbar, it says Tameiya, he's going to be Tamei, Oitomasabai, that his Tamei is still on him, which is in the context of the is of the one who comes into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of impurity. Now, so we make the following Zer Shava. Both of them say the word Tumasi. Malahalan Oinash Vazar, just like over there, as we proved before, that regarding someone coming to the Beis HaMikdash of a state of impurity, there's a punishment and a warning. Afkan Oinash Vazar, also over here by someone that's Tamei, that's eating Kachim, although the pasuk only mentions the punishment, but the word mentioned over there is Tumase, so the Gezeirah Shavah teaches us, just like over there there's Asara, so too over here there's an Asara, which is the source for us saying that there's going to be Malkus by Tamei Sheochales HaKadosh. So the Gemara now asks, Bishlem Rish Lakish L'Emek Rabbi Yechon, there was two different interpretations for the source of this halacha. So we understand why Rish Lakish did not say like Rabbi Yechon, because Gezeirah Shavah L'Gamer. He didn't learn a tradition from his Rebbe, this Gezeirah Shavah, comparing Bo'al HaKadosh to Tamei Sheochel Kadosh. And one is not allowed to make up a Gezeirah Shavah himself. It has to be a Messiah from his Rebbe going back all the way to Moshe from Sinai. He didn't have that tradition, so he had to find the source from the Pasuk itself. And Rabbi Yechon in my time alone with Rish Lakish, why didn't Rabbi Yechon say like Rish Lakish? Even though he had a Gezeirah Shavah, but Rish Lakish seems to bring a Pasuk that says it. If you have a Pasuk, you don't have to come on to Gezeirah Shavah regarding the Isser of eating Kachem in the state of Tumah. On that Amalach, Rabbi Yechon would tell you, no, Hahu, that Pasuk that Rish Lakish brings of Bechal Kodesh Leisiga is Hasara Litrumah. It's a warning regarding Truma. Although, as we said, it says the word Kodesh many times in the Torah. When it says Kodesh, it refers to Truma, and therefore has no source to bring from there regarding the prohibition of consuming Kodesh in the state of Tumah. It's talking about Truma in the state of Tumah. Now, Rish Lakish, so the Gemara goes back to Rish Lakish, so Asharo L'Truma Menale. If Rabbi Yechon is saying that that Pasuk is a warning regarding Truma in the state of Tumah, where does he know a warning for Truma in the state of Tumah? Because that Pasuk, he says, is going on Kodeshim. Says the Gemara, Nafkele, he learns it from a different pasuk in Bayikra, where the pasuk there says, "May from Ish Mizera Aaron Rutzuru Aizav." It says, if any of the descendants of Aaron will have tzaras or will have zav coming out from his male member, so it says over there in the pasuk, "Bekachim lo yochel adeshayit." He's not allowed to partake and eat from kachim until he becomes tahar. Now, says Rish Lakish, Ezehu Daver Shu Shavu Bezar Shel Aaron, although it says over there Kachim, but what's something that's equal with all the descendants of Aaron? Because it says Mizera Aaron, from all the descendants, which would include men and women. Havaim is a Truma. That's referring to the prohibition, the warning of someone that's Tameh from partaking and eating of Truma, in contrast to Kachim, which is not eaten by all the descendants of Aaron, it's only eaten by the males, not by the females. Now, although you're going to say that, no, there are Kachim that are eaten by the females too, which is the Chaz and the Sheik, which is certain parts of the carbon, which is the Kain shares with his family, that's not true, because that wouldn't apply to a woman who is part of the Kainic family, but had married a non-Kain, and although she didn't have children from him, like a widow or divorcee, and she comes back, with the Gemara says in Masechta Zivamis, she comes back to partake of Truma, and she's part of the family, but she does not eat from Chazav HaSheikh, so therefore that's not all the Zera Aaron eating from the Kachim, and therefore must be referring to what's equal by all Zera Aaron, is referring to Truma. Whereas V'idach Rabbi Yechon would tell you, no. Hahu, you're right, the pasuk that Rish Lakish just brought has to be Truma because it's equal by all descendants, but that's a warning regarding Truma la'achila, for consuming Truma in the state of impurity. But Vaha, the pasuk that he brought before, is also by Truma regarding Linegia. It's a warning not to touch Truma in the state of impurity, but you still don't have that pasuk, like Rish Lakish wanted to say, Abachal Kodesh Le'Siga, regarding a prohibition of eating Kachim in the state of impurity. Birchen says, not to my Kachim, it's to my Truma. And yeah, like the words of the pasuk are, Bachal Kodesh would mean in every Truma, Le'Siga, you're not allowed to touch it in the state of impurity. The pasuk Rish Lakish brought is regarding eating Truma in the state of impurity. Now the Gemara asks, Rish Lakish, Hai Bachal Kodesh Le'Siga, that pasuk that he originally brought, and everything of Kachim, you're not allowed to touch. L'hachi hu da'asa, is it really coming as he had said, that's the source for the asara of eating Kachim in the state of Tumah? But Ahumi Barile, he needs it to teach something else. As we find himself on record saying, L'tamei shenaga b'kodesh, regarding a tamei person that is not allowed to touch Kachim. You don't see, and that's actually the words of the pasuk, L'siga, where do you find that he's trying to say that it's a warning for a tamei to eat Kachim? Didma, because we had learned, it's actually a machlekes. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh, regarding something that's tamei that touches something that's kodesh, Rish Lakish amalekes says the person gets lashes. Birchanam ain't lekes says the person does not get lashes. As the Gemara explains, Rish Lakish amalekes says the person gets lashes because the pasuk says b'chol kodesh leisiga, do not touch anything that's holy, and you're violating that prohibition, you get lashes. Birchanam ain't lekes says no, the person does not get lashes. Why? Because as we said before, hahu azhara l'trumah hada'asa. As we said, he holds that pasuk, although it used the word kodesh, is actually going on truma, and it's warning you not to touch truma when you're in a state of impurity. But regarding kachim, we don't have any source for that, and therefore he says the person doesn't get lashes. But one thing we see is that the pasuk Rish Lakish needs for not touching kachim. How does he know that a source from that same pasuk not to eat kachim in the state of impurity? So that Rish Lakish answers. Tamei shenoga b'kodesh, regarding this last machlokes that we just brought from Rish Lakish, regarding a tamei person touching something that's kodesh, that's learned out mid the afkir achman b'loshen negiya. From the fact that the Torah uses the terminology, the vernacular is that of touching, so that comes to allude to another halacha of not even touching kachim when the person's impure. Now, however, asar la'icha, how do I know from that same pasuk as Rish Lakish originally brought a warning for someone to eat kachim in the state of tamei? That's because iskish kodesh lemikdash. Because in that pasuk, the pasuk equates eating kachim in the state of impurity and coming into the beis hamikdash in the state of impurity. Because the pasuk says b'chol kodesh leisiga, when the person's tamei, you're not allowed to touch. But as we're going to see, it means eating. Don't touch anything that's kachim in the state of impurity. And it says v'lemikdash leitave, and don't come into the beis hamikdash in the state of impurity. Which the Gemara later is going to explain for Rish Lakish that we're equating the two and saying just like the iser of coming to the beis hamikdash is a prohibition that a person loses his life if he violates it. Because if a person comes to the beis hamikdash in the state of impurity, he gets kares. So too, the first part of the pasuk that's warned regarding partaking of kachim is also going to be something that is going to be a loss of life, which is by eating kachim, which the punishment for that is karas. In contrast, by just touching kachim, there's no punishment of karas. So that's how you see that it's a source for azhara for eating kachim, although it used the word leisiga, which alludes to another iser, but the primary pasuk is teaching regarding eating kachim, with there's karas, that's telling you the azhara for that iser over there. But the Gemara still asks on Rish Lakish. But Valkati Lahochi Huda Asa, how could you say that it's necessary for that? Hahumi Baile. But that pasuk we see that actually is necessary to teach a different halacha, as we find by Rish Lakish himself who says it. L'tamei she'achol basar kodesh lefnei zrikas damim. How could you say that that pasuk is teaching the primary halacha regarding something that's tamei from eating something that's kachim, which is generally after the blood of the carbon was thrown, which is when you're allowed to eat it? But we seemingly find by Rish Lakish that this pasuk is teaching a next step. That it's saying that there's an iser for a tummy to eat from the meat of a carbon even before the blood of the carbon was thrown. Because Didmer learns as follows. Tummy she'achol besar kodesh lefnei zrikas damim. For someone that's tummy eats from the meat of a carbon before the blood of the carbon is thrown, which is generally not allowed to partake of the carbon at that point. But a tummy person does partake of it before the throwing of the blood. So we have a machlekes, Rish Lakish amar like, he says the person gets lashes. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein like, he says the person does not get lashes. Why? So the Gemara explains. Rish Lakish amar like, he says the person gets lashes because the words of the pasuk are b'chol kodesh leisiga. In anything that's holy, you're not allowed a siga, which we said that really refers to eating, because we compare it to mikdash. It just uses siga to say also the prohibition of touching. But we see that a person is not allowed to partake of any kachim in a state of impurity, which leishna lefnei zrika, v'leishna l'achas zrika. The pasuk is not differentiated between if it's before the blood was thrown or after the blood was thrown. Whereas Rabbi Yechon ha-me'enu, like he says, no, the person does not get lashes. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon le'tamei, Rabbi Yechonon goes according to his opinion that we mentioned previously, that he said that where do we know the azhara of partaking of kachim in the state of impurity? That he learns out because the Amakra, the pasuk says, Tumasei Tumasei, he knows it from Gzeres Shava, like he brought from Bardala. Now, V'chik Siv Tumasei, where the Torah writes the punishment of partaking of kachim in the state of impurity, where that's where it says the word Tumasei, that's La'achaz Rikuhu Dechsev. That pasuk is referring to after the blood was already thrown. And how do we know that? It's brought in the Brice and Teres Kainim, which is brought in Masechet Menachos Daf Chofeim Beis, where the Gemara there says, you would think that a person would be liable for partaking and eating of a kachim in a state of impurity even before the blood was thrown. That's what the Gemara brings. Tamalim, it says there in the pasuk, kol tahar yechol basar. No, only whoever's tar should eat from the meat. But v'nefesh ha-shtechol basar, and the person that's impure that eats from it, he's going to get punished. So what you see from the pasuk is, it's only talking about something which, if a person's tar, is permitted to eat from it. Then if someone who's tamei eats from it, that's when he's going to be liable. But someone that's not even permitted yet for a tar to eat from it, because it's lefnei zrikas damim, there we never said that there's going to be a liability for someone that's tamei for partaking of it. But one thing, so that explains the machlokes, why if you do or don't get lashes by being tamei and partaking of the kachim before zrikas damim. But one thing is that we see that we need that pasuk to teach lefnei zrikas damim. How do we know regarding the generic Isser of a Tamei partaking of Kachim, which is generally after Zrikas Dam? Says the Gemara, yes, Rish Lakish is learning all these halachas from this pasuk. Is hahi, that of regarding Lefnei Zrika, which is this third dimension, is Mimbechol Kodesh Nafka. He learns that from the extra word Kol, which that's an inclusive word. That's coming to teach even before Zrika. But again, the primary Isser of partaking and eating of the Kachim in the state of Tumah, is which is Achav Zrikas Dam, is learned from the pasuk of Kodesh Leisiga, which we said it means regarding the comparison to Mikdash, which is regarding that of the Tzachiv Karis, which is eating. The fact that he's including from this pasuk even before Zrikas Dam is from the extra word Bakol. So essentially he's learning out touching, eating Achav Zrikas Dam, and also eating in a state of impurity Lefnei Zrikas Dam. Says the Gemara Tanika Baseid Rish Lakish, we have a Brice that says like Rish Lakish, which learns out the halacha of our mission that we were saying that there's an azhara for a tummy that eats something of kachim from, like Rish Lakish has said, Nalik Rabbi Yechanan, from this pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga, the Brice says like Rish Lakish. Because the Brice quotes this pasuk. It says in the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga, anything that's holy shun and taj, says the Brice, azhara la oichel. It's talking about eating in the state of impurity kachim. Says the Brayis, are you going to say it really is a warning regarding eating? Maybe it's a warning regarding touching. Tamalayma, that's what the Brayis teaches. You have to read the whole pasuk. But Chol Kodesh Leisiga, it says anything that's a kodshim, he shouldn't touch in a state of impurity. And into the base of Mikdash, he should also not go in a state of impurity. As we had alluded to this teaching of the Brayis previously, where Makish Kodesh Lemikdash. The pasuk is comparing eating kodshim in a state of impurity, or as we'll see, something regarding kachim in the state of impurity, and going into the mikdash in the state of impurity. Where ma mikdash davish yesh b'din nitilas neshama, just like the prohibition of going into the base of mikdash in the state of impurity, is something that the Torah tells us that the zechiv of karis, I've called davish yesh b'din nitilas neshama, so too we're comparing the iser of kodesh is also regarding something that there's going to be a loss of life for. Now, even the Gia, and if you would think that to translate as the literal translation of the pasuk is, that we're talking about a prohibition of kachim regarding touching, Mika Natilsa Neshama, is there a taking of life? No, for touching, the Torah doesn't give karas. Ela Bachila, it's only by eating kachim that the Torah says clearly that there's Venichrasa, so it must be when it's talking about the prohibition over here of don't do this, which is the Ashara, again, according to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon does not learn because he holds that this Kodesh is not even kachim, it's Truma, but the Brisa says like Shlakish, that we know it from this Pasuk, and we know, as we had mentioned previously, that it refers to that of eating, even though it says Leisiga, because it's comparing it to the Mikdash, which is also Chiv of Karas, here also to Machiv of Karas, which is only by eating and not by touching. That's where Shlakish and the Brisa learn that the Ashara for the Halacha of our Mishnah, which you get Malkis on, for Eichel Kodesh in the state of Tumah.